And good evening or good morning, whatever it happens to be for you folks. This is Are You Not Kentertained? I'm your host, Rust, and I'm with my good friend, Kent, and my acquaintance, Carrie. Guys, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Acquaintance? That's just fucking rude.
Well, I don't want to overstep my bounds with her, so, you know, I know her.
That's what you gotta do with women. You always have to overstep your bounds.
All right. We're off to a good start here. All right. So, if you don't know, we like to talk wrestling, okay? So, we're going to talk a lot of wrestling today. And I think it's going to be mostly about SmackDown, Raw, maybe if there's pay-per-view, which there is this weekend, so we will talk about it. And then we're going to just discuss overall in general. Hopefully, you guys will have some fun. You guys ready?
Yay.
Excited. All right.
We're getting the audience so pumped.
They're so ready for this. They're going to be like, oh my God, what's coming next, guys? And you can tell just by our voices, we're ready to go.
All right, Russ, what's the first topic?
Okay, so let's talk. Well, let's talk about SmackDown's women. Women's talking. Let's just start with that, the beginning segment, the opening segment. What do you guys think?
All I have to say is Alexa Bliss, Alexa Bliss, Alexa Bliss. She is awesome. I like her so much. Every week she's growing on me.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I thought she was going to be nothing but an annoyance when I heard about her. But really impressive this week. I could not believe it. Women dialogue on the wrestling, and it's not a shot at women. It's just that it's mostly wooden, and it's really hard to take in. And like I use Charlotte as my example. Horrible. Although she has gotten better. In this segment here, blew me away. Becky and Alexa hit a home run, and now I am totally on Alexa's side. I'm like, yes, Alexa.
I'm going to kind of mimic everything Carrie said, except replace a few words. So all I have to say is booty, booty, booty. And she is really, well, I kind of wish she would grow and grind on me and shit. Alexa's my girl. She's been my girl. Shut the fuck up, Amazon Echo. Bitch. Yeah, I'm yelling at my fucking Amazon.
As you can tell, we're a classy our podcast here, and we are very professional, so you're going to enjoy this very much.
I don't think I hurt her feelings.
That's true. She's a robot.
Anyways, Miss Bliss, which was also the name of the teacher on Saved by the Bell, the first season that nobody ever watched.
That's true. It's a terrible season.
It really is. She's got moves. She's actually not bad. She's actually showing that a lot more improvement than she had in NXT.
Which is good.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, I was legitimately impressed with the way she came off, because I'll be honest with you, when she first came out, she had this look on her face like she was scared. Like, yes. Nervous as hell. But then she went, or like, when she talked, I was like, oh, this is going to be terrible. And then she nailed it. Like, nailed it. Like, I was like, oh my God, yep, I'm on her side. I don't care. Even though I love Becky still. And Becky did a great job too, I thought. I mean,
Becky's very charismatic as is, so...
Yeah, she was a given. You're right, she's a given. I expected her to be good. But Alexa really hit it home for me.
Does she have Trish Stratus appeal? Not just in looks, but... Remember how Trish was when she first came on the scene? She was a heel manager. She kind of had a similar look.
Mm-hmm.
And she slowly developed. I can kind of see a similar trajectory. Maybe not Hall of Fame, but she's good enough to be one of the top two or three in the division, really.
I was going to say, I wouldn't hold her out of the Hall of Fame just yet. She's brand new. Now, you're right. So she might not be Hall of Fame material. But
Russ,
she's...
after 3 months, I think it's very obvious to tell somebody's a Hall of Famer or not.
You're absolutely right. What am I thinking? But I will say this. She's also in a time when the women in wrestling are... A lot of them are very good, not just one or two.
What about Maryse?
She's just a fantastic heel chauffeur. Or manager, as they're called, I believe.
She drives the Miz around.
She certainly does. She drives his IC championship. And speaking of Miz, why don't we move right into that next? Miz and Dolph. What do you guys think? Because I need to know.
You want to know.
I want to know.
I think that this has a feud of the year potential. If they can drag it out a little bit longer, give me about 2 more months, and something big happens by the end of it. There's a payoff in some way, and that doesn't mean Miz loses the belt, but some kind of payoff, most likely involving Dolph. We could have a feud of the year, because there hasn't been many great feuds this year.
Okay, Carrie?
I'm in agreement with Kent here. I think this has feud of the year potential written all over it. Both guys are doing an amazing job. I mean, the guys outside of the wrestling ring are best friends. They're travel buddies. I mean, if you watch Ride Along, whatever it's called.
Oh, it is Ride Along.
I thought it was Ride Along. I was going to say, Kent, I think you're wrong in this one. Cause I'm pretty sure it's Ride Along.
Oh, that's 20 last.
These two are very close. And, I mean, some of the best feuds come from friends.
It's true.
I can't wait to see where this is going.
And I agree. I'm going to agree with both of you. Miz, though, I think Miz is killing it. He has been nothing but fantastic since the brand split, let's face it. And even since before that, let's face it, he's been doing really well since he won the belt. I'm honestly going to say this right now. The way The Miz has been killing it, I am honestly, my motto for him is going to be honky-tonk or bust. He needs to hold that belt and be the longest reigning champion.
That's funny, Russ, that you mentioned that.
Is it?
In the blog, I believe you said honky tonk or we riot, and I'm kind of curious, what the fuck are you going to do to riot? What are you, Russ, going to do in a riot situation?
Well, as you know, okay, so as you know, I am a huge following behind me. So when I want to riot, and you're right, I did say riot, but same thing, honky tonk or bust, same difference.
Bust or riot are two very different things here.
Well, but the sentiment is the same, but here's how I'm going to riot. So I'm going to get up. I'm going to be very angry when he loses the belt before 445 days, somewhere around there?
Yes, that exact number.
Ooh, nailed it. That was just a guess. I mean, I looked at it recently, but I just wasn't sure if that was the number. Anyway, sorry. I'm going to get up out of my chair. I'm going to be screaming obscenities at my television, probably screaming bullshit, bullshit, this is bullshit, and then sit back down and do nothing, because that's how I riot.
If you have told me you were going to scream like Rusev, I would have bought everything you said.
Well, I don't know enough Bulgarian, or is that how you say it? Bulgarian?
Yes. Yep.
It is. Okay. I wasn't sure. I was like, wait, is that even right?
I'm a little disappointed. I got to tell you guys a quick little story here. Yesterday, I got a little bored as I'm doing the blog, and I'm like, I'm going to contact my Bulgarian friend and find out if I can get the translation down for, you know, the very beginning, Rusev Udrea, Rusev Mashka.
Yep.
I have not heard anything back. But I am trying to do research for you, the fans, and Russ, and Carrie, and My Little Pony.
Yes, always for My Little Pony.
Always.
Why are we bringing that into this?
Kent, Kent is a closet brony, so he won't tell anybody, but I know.
You know, it's funny. My closet doesn't even fully close, so it's kind of like I actually went in the closet and tried shutting it, but I'm too fat, and now it's just kind of bulging out.
All right. Your guys are right. I think this has been killing it. I definitely agree with you guys on the fact that they are having a feud that could be beginning of the year. And I remember even last week when we talked on our first podcast, check it out if you haven't yet. It's the greatest thing you'll ever hear. But I remember, Kent, you were kind of like, where is this feud coming from? Out of left field, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, because we've only seen Miz and Dolph feud a couple of times. And in WWE, that's really not much when you consider
true.
Triple H and Shawn Michaels, for instance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Jake the Snake, Million Dollar Man.
Ooh, now you're going.
Oh, I went.
You did. Deep. Little Ricky Steamboat, Randy Savage there.
Ricky Steamboat, Ric Flair, Flair and Harley Race.
Oh, yeah.
Stinger versus Flair for what, like 2 decades?
Yeah, it's true. So you're giving this one, saying this could be an epic feud that we could be talking about in the future. Future, like 10 years from now.
Oh, future. No.
No. Okay.
Absolutely not. This is not going to be a thing that we remember 5 years from now, most likely. But because how long's Dolph really going to go?
True. I think definitely has a chance to be this year's feud. You're right, though. I don't think if 10 years down the line, people are going to be like, remember the feud between Miz and Miz and Dolph. But I will say this. People will remember Miz because he's going to have that long title reign of 450 days. I'm going to go with at least 5 days more than the Honky Tonk. At least.
Or else you riot.
All right, we'll riot. And it will be a huge, huge riot. Huge.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So speaking of great, great potential feuds, what did you guys think of the main event?
Main event. Okay, so that was Cena versus Dean, I believe. And I'm going to say this. At first, I honestly did not think Cena was supposed to get that three count. Because let's face it, Cena doesn't lose cleanly on TV. Hell, let's face it, he doesn't even lose cleanly on PPVs. But yeah, he's been doing that, hasn't he?
He has, and you kind of had a feeling something was up when they didn't start the match until, what, like 9:45-ish? Like, they weren't given time, so you knew something was up.
Yeah, I did think that was kind of weird, but I'll be honest with you, I didn't have a clock near me, so I didn't know what time it was. I just thought it was like 9:30, so they're going to have a half an hour. So it did end quite shortly, and I was a little shocked, so that's when I realized it was a little bit later in the show. So it was a little bit late. You're right.
Terry, what do you think?
It was nice to see someone go over Cena clean. I'll say that for the most part.
Is Dean a worthwhile person to do that with?
Based on his historic work, yes. Based on what he's done recently, I'm kind of up in the air there. I think he's done a lot better in the past than he's done currently. Even his championship reign was kind of meh.
His championship reign was definitely meh. But I'll say since losing the belt, he's been on. And it's only been a couple weeks. But he's really been on with his game. Like last week when he went after Cena and just nailed him with that part-timer shot, I think he's really hit it home. And again, this week, he was serious, he got down there, and then he won the match, which honestly shocks me. And I think that's really a credit to Cena, honestly, because again, and the creative team, Cena's letting this happen. I think what they're trying to do here is really give Cena that he's losing streak before he gets that championship. I honestly think with Cena, what they're trying to do here is give us a compelling story. Maybe Cena really thinks he is that part-timer, and he's losing. So he's going to start losing quite a bit going into the next year. We know in the next month or so, he's going to be going to do his American Grit. I believe that's the name of the show. So he's not going to be around for a little bit, but he's going to come back. Maybe flirt with a heel turn here. He can't win. He's struggling here. He can't win. Maybe he is that part-timer. And he's going to be losing it. But then I think at WrestleMania, I really honestly believe he's going to turn it around. And he's going to be that huge face. And he's going to get number 16 at WrestleMania. And I'm going to believe it's going to be against AJ.
Me, 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 me. I think this.
Hey, Russ. Got a question for you.
What's up?
Where'd you get that line of thought from?
Well, it's completely and utterly original. It's one of the first thoughts I had because it just made so much sense to me, Kent. Why? What are you trying to get at here?
Well, it seems to me that when I wrote the blog, I pretty much wrote not your words because your words suck, but my words, the good words.
Right,
but
of course, difference.
Same idea, and then I'm hearing you spout out that these were your thoughts.
Well, to be fair.
Oh. Fair, okay.
To be fair, when I read your things, it goes completely blank on me, and I don't know what you say, so sometimes I think maybe it was me who said that.
Carrie, do you not find this a tad suspicious that, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. A little weird, right?
Just a little. Well, I mean, we did know your answer before we responded.
So. Whoa. First of all, I'm going to go on record as saying this. I don't read Kent's words until after I have written mine. And then if I think Kent has a great idea, I'll change my ideas. I do not rip Kent's ideas off right away, okay?
Okay, Russ. So I think maybe moving forward, I might just throw out some really random shit, just see what happens.
Hey. If you go and say Cena grows puppy dog ears and never wins another championship, I would, of course, never follow you on that. I'm thinking he'll grow maybe cat ears and he'll never win the championship again, okay? Just going that route right now with you. So you can be crazy all you want. I'm still going to steal. I'm still going to have original thoughts, not steal. Never steal.
Right. You never steal.
It's really wrong.
What about lying and cheating?
Eddie Guerrero, of course it's fine.
How weird was that they did the whole Eddie Guerrero thing on Raw, but on SmackDown they did Roberto Clemente? Like, that motherfucker never had anything to do with wrestling.
That's true. That was a good point. I thought that was really weird.
It just kind of came out of left field. I don't know if that's where he played or not, but it'd be great if that is true.
Someone check that for us, because I'm not doing that.
Yeah, because we got a fact-checking person.
Oh, we don't have a fact-checking person? We don't have a fact-checking person.
No, and I'm too late.
Again, classy podcast. Are you not entertained, folks, right now? I'm sure you are. All right, let's go on to something a little bit different here. Carrie, what is your wrestling story of the week for us?
Okay, everyone. I have looked at the sheets. I have scoured high and low to find the biggest wrestling news story of the week.
So you took 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Okay.
5 minute, 2 second Google search, actually.
Oh, sorry.
But it. Hey.
Even better.
Gotta do something on a lunch break.
So, what did you find for us this week?
So, what I found is the question: is WWE interested in buying TNA?
Interesting.
So here's the story, folks. According to multiple news sources, Wrestling Inc., Forbes, Wrestling Observer Radio, WWE has made an offer to purchase TNA. In addition to the WWE, the other organization interested in TNA is Sinclair Broadcasting, who is the parent company of the indie promotion Ring of Honor. According to Dave Meltzer, the offer from WWE only applies if no other company purchases TNA. WWE is apparently interested in the TNA video library, given the fact that they have former TNA standouts, Samoa Joe and AJ Styles, on the NXT and WWE roster, respectively. The deadline for any potential TNA deal, according to what I've read, is October 2nd, which is also the date of the Bound for Glory pay-per-view.
I find that extremely interesting, because I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know TNA was up for sale. Or even, like, anybody was interested in selling it. I honestly thought the Smashing Pumpkins guy,
Billy Corgan.
Corgan. Okay, sorry, I got Corbin, you know, Baron Corbin, but...
yep.
But,
Corgan owns it, but here's what I... Because I did a little research on this myself, because I actually watched TNA. And a few things kind of conflict with each other. One thing saying that Corgan is already put in $4 million, which was more than WWE offered for the whole company.
Really?
Corgan only owns like 30% of the company. Dixie Carter's a little hesitant to sell it, but she knows that she's kind of got to. So Corgan's trying to buy everything before Bound for Glory, just like WWE was. But one of the reports I read said that WWE basically pulled out because they had no interest in topping Corgan's offer. Probably they're going to sit there and watch TNA burn to the ground. Then WC the hell out of that.
Yeah. They'd take it for cheaper than even what they were offering. I don't know. I'm hoping for Billy Corgan there to be successful.
Well, here's the thing. Like, what does WWE... It makes sense if you go back 10 years ago before the WWE Network, because DVD sales were a huge thing, but, I mean, who really buys WWE DVDs and Blu-rays nowadays? It's not as much of a moneymaker, so they're not going to invest that much just to get these videos of Samoa Joe, and by the time that they get it, most of these guys are going to be, like, you know, close to getting out of the game.
Mm. But couldn't they put him on the network?
They could, and that could be very profitable if you go back to the first, 4 to 5 years of the X Division with Samoa Joe, AJ, Aries, Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian. And then the dude who's now the Cruiserweight Champion, TJ Perkins, he was suicide in TNA.
Hmm.
He actually puts on some damn good matches. I think we're in for a treat.
Well, and see, that's where the money really is for WWE. Let's face it. In this past year, WWE has gotten more money from me than they have in the past 10 years altogether. So the network, and the network's worth it, trust me. Get the network, folks, if you don't have it. Really worth it. I mean, even if you just watch the pay-per-views, super worth it. But there's a lot of good shows on there. Ride Along is awesome.
It's so nice to not have to, go and, try to, illegally stream pay-per-views. Because, at some point, they got to a point where it was, $60. And I was like, who's going to do that?
Yeah, $60 for Clash of Champions. It's, honestly, this Clash of Champions right now coming up, worth $60?
No. I got to wipe a monkey's ass with Clash of Champions.
We can talk about that in a little bit.
Wiping a monkey's ass?
Yes, not Clash of Champions. You're going to have to explain how you wipe a monkey's ass for me. That seems like it's obviously going to be more interesting. I think the fans will really enjoy it.
Fantastic.
All right, well, why don't we talk a little bit about Raw now? We haven't done anything of that, and it is Clash of Champions coming up. So SmackDown, real quick, SmackDown, overall SmackDown for each of us, and then we'll move to Raw. How's that sound?
SmackDown is so played out. Let's just go to Raw.
Okay, sure. All right, I was just going to say, I thought it was a really good show. Good to go. All right, fine. Let's move to Raw then. Raw starts out with Mick Foley coming out, and kind of, we're going to see a punishment, right, for Seth Rollins? Correct?
Well, that's what we were led to believe, but if anybody followed WWE.com, they already knew what the punishment was, because it was already announced last week.
Oh, it was. I don't follow WWE.com, so there you go.
Yeah.
But still,
it's a bummer. It's really stupid to get Foley that pissed off, and then, hey, on Thursday, 3 days later, we're just going to announce randomly on WWE.com that Seth has to face Rusev. Which, by the way, really pisses me off. They wasted Seth and Rusev's very first match for a meaningless Raw match.
Not even that it's meaningless. It's how is that a punishment? I mean, Carrie, what were your thoughts on this one?
I mean, seriously, where was the punishment? I wanted a punishment. All I got was Rusev.
Right.
Not cool.
Yeah, it's not a punishment. It's a match. Whoop-de-doo. They have matches all the time. And it wasn't even a stipulation match like Seth Rollins has to wrestle with two hands tied behind his back or street fight.
Could have done a leather strap match to punish both of them because, that's a punishing match.
Yes.
That would have made some sense, but no, regular fight.
Right.
That ends in, what, double count-up fuckery?
Yeah, and again, and it ended in a no contest. And here's the thing. I guess you could say, well, Rusev and Rollins, they're two major competitors, so having a match 6 days before Clash of Champions is a punishment to both of them because they'll be kind of worn out, right? But right. But then both of their opponents have an even more grueling a match at the end of the night on Raw, and way worse than their two match. So it's not a punishment. It's no longer a punishment. In fact, I think KO got the worst punishment out of everyone there because he had to go against Roman in a cage, and Roman just wanted to do it. So it made zero sense. And this is my boy Seth we're talking about here. Seth, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to turn him face, so they're trying to get him against all of these heels.
I don't think trying is the right word. Did you hear that fucking pop?
Well, you're right. Okay, fair enough. He definitely is over. We already knew he was over. I mean, he's a fantastic wrestler. In fact, I want to just... Can we lead this into our newest segment that we're going to be introducing?
Yes, Russ. Let's talk about Russ's man crush of the week. I've been dying to hear this.
Thank you. Now, I have man crushes on some of these wrestlers. Most of the time it's Seth Rollins, maybe a little bit of Cesaro here and there, but mostly Seth Rollins. And so my first man crush of the week, it is going to be Seth Rollins, okay? I honestly think, yes, he is definitely already popped. People love him. He's great in the ring. He's just, when he's a heel, you got to boo him. But what they're trying, it seems like to me, is they're trying to transition him when they don't have to. Rollins versus Rusev. Rusev is one of the greatest heels we have in WWE right now because everyone hates him because he's a foreigner. So they're having Seth and everybody face against him. Seth doesn't need to do that. Granted, it's a great match. I would love to see Seth versus Rusev, but I want a real match. I don't want this double count out bullcrap. Okay? Now, Seth, again, amazing competitor. Awesome what he does. He is going to be remembered as one of the best wrestlers we have in to date. And yes, you can mark my words on that because he is my man crush of the week. Seth Rollins. Oh.
I mean, 55 seconds of gargling down Seth's unborn babies. Good for you.
Yes, and it could be more, but next week I'll try to do somebody different. But man crush of the week this week, Seth Rollins, you're my man. Oh, by the way, I honestly don't think he's going to win at Clash of Champions, but we can talk about that later. He's going to get screwed because he can't lose cleanly. That would be stupid.
He needs to watch his back after that little man crush. I'd be afraid of getting screwed, too.
I'm not going to be there. He's fine.
Okay. CrossFit.
CrossFit. Actually, you know what? I did read something that was kind of interesting. Real quick, speaking of Seth Rollins.
Bret Hart, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, it is about Bret Hart.
God damn.
It is about Seth Rollins. So we might as well, really quickly, I just wanted to get your opinion on this. It seems like Bret Hart was, he went on one of the podcasts, someone else's podcast, someone way famous than us. He went on their podcast and he basically kind of backtracked what he's been saying and saying he's a real huge Seth Rollins fan. He just thinks he's a dangerous wrestler. What are your thoughts on that? Can you be a fan of somebody and really?
Carrie's far more interested than me on this topic.
Okay. So what do you think, Carrie? Do you think Bret Hart, after his attack on Seth, can all of a sudden kind of backtracking? Does it seem like that to you? Do you see? What do you think about that? He basically came out and said he's a real huge fan of Seth. He thinks Seth is one of the greatest wrestlers out there now, not all time. Greatest wrestlers out there now. He just thinks he's a dangerous wrestler and he needs to be careful. What do you think?
Hey Ross.
Yeah.
When you ask a question, usually you don't follow that up with 10 more seconds.
Sorry. Well, you know we're new at this. It's gonna work out the kinks. So go ahead, Carrie. Sorry.
Well, I think it's complete and total backpedal on Bret Hart's part. I mean, he came out and said, Seth Rollins is dangerous, he shouldn't be doing this move, that move, blah, 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 blah. And now all of a sudden it's, oh, he's a great wrestler, but I think he should still be careful. It's like, well, which one is it, Bret? Come on, Hitman.
It did seem like that to me, and I agree with you. So, it was just interesting. Sorry, I know it's a little bit off topic. I read it earlier today.
Here's my problem. If Bret's going to criticize Seth, because this bothers me. A, first of all, Bret has been fairly consistent saying that he's a fan of Seth. I don't know why the reports are now like trying to change that. If you go back to what Bret originally said, he did say he was a fan of Seth's, but everything's kind of gotten fucking turned around and shit. But Bret's always been a fan. He's just been very down and negative on certain aspects. With that being said, Bret's spineless brother, Hart Smith, he said way worse things, and he's a nobody. But what bothers me most of all is that while he's criticizing Seth Rollins for doing some cool shit, where's the criticism for Owen? Owen dropped Austin on his neck and cost... He probably cost Austin, what, 3 to 5 years?
I was going to say, 3 to 5 years of his career, definitely.
Where's the criticism for that? That's waste. I mean, yes, technically Seth could have killed Cena. But you know what? A lot of people could die from a lot of things in the wrestling ring. So, in fact, is Cena wasn't out with a broken neck. Austin was.
You know, I thought you were going to transition way worse than that since you were talking about Owen and dying in the ring. I honestly thought you were going there.
You're a dark man.
Really? I was like, oh my god, is he really going there? If you don't know what happened to Owen, what was it? No Mercy back in God, 2000?
I believe it was Over the Edge.
Over the Edge, yeah. Yeah, don't watch that pay-per-view, but go ahead if you're dark.
If you have a dark...
All right, well...
If you have a tan.
Speaking of dead segments, why don't we talk about Kent's new segment? Let's get Kent... How do you say that? I'm sorry. Kentucated?
Kentucated. So, we're going to Kentucate the hell out of you.
Well, please, Kentucate me.
All right. So, being my first Kentucation, I thought about this. Can you name... Well, Carrie can. Russ, I'll ask you. In the history of wrestling in the post-WrestleMania era, how many wrestlers can you think of that have had their theme song play throughout their whole match?
One person.
One. Right. Why hasn't this happened more often? And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the one, the only, the great New Jack.
Yeah, right.
Played Natural Born Killers by Dre and Ice Cube. Hell yeah.
The entire match.
Yeah, why didn't they do something cool? Like, I don't know, let's throw Dean out there. He's supposed to be like this crazy guy. Wouldn't that have worked with his gimmick? Playing, if he had like a cooler song.
He has a horrible song for it. That would really be grating.
You need, they need to get somebody. I mean, shit, let's play Shinsuke's the whole match. I'd be cool as hell with that.
Yeah, that, you're right. That's kind of an interesting thing. I mean, I understand why they haven't attacked it before, but... And if they... Well, again, it was really special when New Jack had it, because it was interesting. And, you know, it's one thing I always remember about New Jack. I mean, he's had a lot of crazy matches, don't get me wrong, and he's one crazy MF-er. But that's one of the things that stick out for me about New Jack. It's just his music always played. And that's kind of special to him. Would it still be special for somebody else?
It depends on if it was how good the song was.
True.
Because, I mean, if you don't like rap, which a lot of people don't, it still portrayed New Jack's character to the T. It was a great song, which obviously I know every word to.
Yes.
But with that being said, Goldust, it wouldn't work, for instance. So it's got to be somebody, R-Truth cannot rap his whole song the whole match.
Nope.
Although that'd be cool once again.
Hard.
Yes, it would be difficult, but it may be doable. I think at some point they should give it a shot, but it has to be somebody that can pull off the character, and the song has to fit that character top notch. That's all.
I think it would be really hard to pull off. And New Jack's matches, let's face it, how long do they last, maybe?
Right around the 10-minute mark.
Yeah.
By that point, everybody's been cut open and bleeding all over the place, and somebody's usually been put through a flaming table with thumbtacks. He fought a lot against the Dudleys.
Yes, he did. Yes. Oof.
All right. With that being said, now that everybody's been catchcated, let's just go on to Clash of Champions, because, you know, we're wasting some time.
Yeah, can we do one little thing, though? When we're talking about Clash of Champions, if we talk about anything that we want to hit, let's hit Raw, because we didn't really talk too much about Raw, if you don't mind. That's just me, because there's some other things I want to talk about for Raw.
Well, Russ, I'll give you till 9:15. Elaborate.
Well, all right. I do want to talk about, really quickly, I thought the Cesaro match versus Sheamus was honestly a really, really good match. Yes, it was short, but these guys have been telling a story, and that is one thing I noticed. Raw has been seriously lacking stories. Stories that are compelling. The stories on Raw have been downright boring or borderline garbage, except for a few, and Cesaro Sheamus is one of them, because they've been building it up. And I really think that, you know, we talk about Raw versus SmackDown, and that's where I think SmackDown is killing Raw. Storylines in SmackDown have been phenomenal, to steal from AJ Styles here. They have just been phenomenal. Where Raw's storylines have been except for the occasional few, like, for example, Sheamus versus Cesaro. The match was not a 5-star match, but the story it told and the story it's been connecting to it really has me excited for Clash of Champions for their match. I can't wait for it. I honestly just want to know your thoughts, your guys' thoughts, about this whole thing with Raw and SmackDown, the storyline just being so different. And is it affecting the way you watch wrestling?
I would say 100% yes. I feel I don't want to watch Raw right now. There's just nothing for me. But SmackDown, the storylines are amazing. Everything is planned out almost perfectly.
And it makes sense, too. Like, Raw's main event, okay, it was good. It was really good. It makes no sense. At all. I mean...
It's kind of like porn.
Elaborate.
SmackDown's just the right size, whereas Raw's a little too long and girthy, and a lot of people don't want to participate in it. And then you kind of get bored with it, and you say, no, and then I'm only doing this for the paycheck, or to write the blog. I mean, that's kind of, that's my porn and wrestling analogy for the day here.
That should be a new segment, too.
Fantastic. But it's just, it's too long. If Raw was only 2 hours, I feel that we would have many different things to say, but we're asking probably the same amount of writers, we'll say 5 or 7 writers, on each brand. Well, of course the SmackDown side has a lesser load. It's just a different beast. It's almost unfair to compare the two, but obviously since they insist on doing it, of course we're going to,
right. And in
all fairness, Braun Strowman, he's telling the story.
He is. You're right. Actually, he is. And it's becoming slightly interesting. He's still, I mean, at least he's got out of the jobbers. And they are telling a story with him, so I am interested. I just want to see him get into a proper feud now. That's his next step. It has to be a proper feud for him.
Who stops him? Just quickly. Who's going to stop Braun Strowman? Like, who's going to get that first big win? Kerry, got anything?
Thinking.
Wow, nobody's saying Roman Reigns?
I don't want it to be Roman Reigns, that's why.
Right.
Nobody wants it to be Roman Reigns. Okay, ready? Here were my first thoughts. The second you said who's going to stop him, my first thoughts were Roman Reigns, then John Cena, even though he's on SmackDown, somehow he'll stop him on Raw. And then my other thought was Undertaker. But none of those three need it. So I'm trying to think, who needs the win over him? Who would benefit the most?
Someone from NXT.
I would think Cesaro would benefit from it.
Cesaro would be a good choice, but we all know that as soon as he wins match 7, he's going to have his championship match and then go right back to jobbing.
Correct. Absolutely. He's going to have that time to shine. Do you think it's going to be a Survivor Series? Or no, it's going to be the October match, isn't it? Probably. Never mind, I answered my own question. Thank you, Kent. Appreciate it.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes. All right, Kent, you did give me an extra minute on this.
Yep, I hate you for it.
No problem. Let's move into Clash Champions.
We never got an answer from Kerry, did you?
Oh, my God. Well, you know what, Kerry? You need to speak up a little bit, okay? Sorry, Kerry. Go ahead, get your answer.
Okay. What about Rusev?
Sold.
I'm good with that.
If it involves pushing Rusev in any way, I don't care who he has to bury, including The Undertaker, I'm okay with it.
Would he bury Brown, though? That would actually be a good match. It would be a good way to get Rusev to... You know how they kind of use Rusev to flip Rollins, even though they didn't have to? That's how I brought back the Man Crush.
Jesus Christ. Here we go again.
Couldn't we say the same thing to get Rusev over... would be someone like Braun.
Well, why don't we just use Alexa Bliss and have her beat Braun Strowman or Baron Corbin? Now I'm pulling a Ross. La-di-da-di-da.
Well, that's your man crush and your man crush. It's not fair. You can't have both of them beat him.
And then New Jack.
Isn't New Jack, like, super crippled now?
No, you're thinking of Umaga.
Oh, that's a shame.
Umaga's dead, you dumbass.
Oh, well, that's even worse. Now you made me feel even worse, because I thought he was still alive and crippled.
Kamala's crippled with both his feet cut off. Oh. Diabetes. I don't even mean to be laughing right now. It's
terrible.
Can we go to Clash of Champions?
Let's go to Clash of Champions.
All right, we got a kickoff match of Alicia Fox versus Nia Jax in a match that nobody asked for, nobody gives a fuck about, and everybody kind of just wants Nia Jax to get, like, one of those injuries that where she's not really hurt, but she's gone for 9 months, and then maybe gets pregnant, and then pulls a Karma and never comes back.
I was saying, are you just basically saying she disappears and we never see her again? Because that would be fantastic.
Yeah, that's my suggestion. Like, I'm suggesting Braun Strowman impregnates Nia Jax on air.
He would be the only person that possibly could. Think about it.
I am. I'm getting a clue over it.
A raging clue. This is fantastic stuff. We should be writers for WWE. Why aren't we writers?
I have no idea.
And then have her have a hand on, you know, later on.
Yeah. Carrie, who you got in this fuckery of a match?
You got. I'm going to get brutalized for this, but I got Nia. They're not going to give Alicia Fox the win.
Oh, I don't think you're getting brutalized for it. Nia's definitely winning this. There's no way Alicia Fox. At least they could have done something on Raw with Alicia getting a little bit of something on Nia. Or it may have happened, and I honestly blacked out during it.
Do you think they're going to get to that point where, you know, next she'll probably take on maybe Summer Rae? And then I think they're going to be dumb enough to put Alicia Fox and Summer Rae against Nia and still find a way to put Nia over. At which point I'm going to just kind of dust my hands off and say, I'm out.
Well, yeah, because that's basically them leading to her being WWE Women's Champion. And nobody wants that. She's horrible. Horrible. But yeah, Nia Jax. Ken, who do you got?
I'm a big fan of Foxy. Ride and die with Foxy.
Wow, okay. I don't think she's going to win, but okay.
She's going to do something crazy and get a fucking count out win.
Interesting. Interesting thought process.
I wouldn't bet on that at all, but that's my
thought. Me either. Definitely yeah. Not.
All right, we got Sami Zayn versus the one, the only, the greatest thing going today on Wrestling Jericho.
Okay, see, there we go. We spent now 40 minutes. We haven't even touched on Jericho, and we were...
Because you were busy sucking off Seth.
Well, I was going to say, we slobbed on his knob last week, and during conversations between ourselves. Yes, Kent and I are friends, and we will talk to each other outside of this podcast.
We hold hands while we discuss wrestling.
Hands. Let's replace that with something else.
Wow.
Elbows?
Yes. Come on. Now, I can't believe we never talked about it. You're right. I guess I'll go first since I kind of jumped in here.
Yes, Ross, please elaborate on Jericho versus Zane.
Okay, I think this is going to be a really good match. Jericho has been one of the best things that's happened to wrestling and in the past 2-3 years. He is just, his game is top-notch. He is fantastic heel right now. Hilarious. And it's going to probably turn him face again, which is horrible, but...
Speaking of game, the rapper of the game just came out and he admits of nailing like 2 or 3 of the Kardashians.
Yes, 2 of them. Kim and Chloe?
I don't know. They're all
same. They're all the same to you? Yeah. Me too.
Come on.
Yes. So I think Jericho, he's been on top of his game. He can wrestle. Sami Zayn always puts on good matches. I think this is a good feud for Sami to stick with. I'm gonna give Jericho the win, cheap win, and they're gonna continue this feud on into October.
What you got, Carrie? Tell me something good.
I too have Jericho. The man, and I've said this in this week's blog, can do no wrong in my eyes right now.
Slobbing on somebody's knob.
Maybe he'll impregnate Nia Jax.
I would not wish that on Jericho at all, ever.
She'll drink it in.
Who wouldn't?
Fair enough. All right, sorry. Go ahead, Carrie.
As I was saying. what was I saying? Oh, yes, Jericho being doing no wrong in my eyes. Yes. And his function over the past few years has been to put over some of the younger talent. Who better than Zayn? But with the performance that Jericho is giving us right now, Jericho needs to take the win here. To set up the feud with Zayn going forward. I think we get a couple more pay-per-views out of this before it's all said and done.
Well, for all of my African fans out there and all the soccer fans out there, I gotta go with a little ole, ole, ole and say that Sammy's going to get the win here because it's just going to give Jericho another thing to bitch at Foley about, which is going to, we win. Like, if Jericho wins, he'll have something condescending to say, but if Jericho loses, it's going to be funnier.
I think Jericho wins or loses, we are winning, no matter what.
Yeah, but if he has more of a gripe, like, him and Foley had some really good chemistry.
Absolutely. That was really good. The back and forth between them is really good.
Is Foley sick, or is he on a diet? Like, dude is slimmed down.
Yeah, I think it's more for his television portrayal. I think he wants to get himself more in shape because he's on television. He wants to look good.
Well, did you see that shirt this week? Fucker looked good.
He did. I was really impressed. He's really slimmed down over the past few years. And considering he pumped himself fatness up to look like Santa a little bit, he's really slimmed down quite a bit.
Yeah. I heard it's DDP yoga.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to buy that this year, I think. Last Black Friday, I almost pulled the trigger, but then I was like, what would New Jack do? And...
No. He would just play his music and beat crap out of people.
Right. And I tried that, and no. So this year, I think I'm going to try DDP yoga because I have to admit, I could lose, like, a few chins. So, yeah. With that being said, cruiserweight time. We got the Brian Kendrick versus TJ Perkins. Who you got? Person who has an R in their name. Go.
We both have R's in our name.
Well, since you talk first,
right? I'll go. All right. So, I thought the cruiserweight match was really good. Nice way to introduce themselves on Raw. It was interesting to watch that match real quick. Just the way the crowd reacted. Didn't react at all in the beginning. Except for every once in a great while. And then by the end, they were drawn in. So, I'm thinking the cruiserweights are going to be great for Raw. At least break up the monotony of the garbage, I'm hoping. To the TJ Perkins versus Brian Kendrick match on, however... That's a tough one. Do we take the championship belt off TJ Perkins already? I got to say TJ Perkins has got to get a win under his belt. And I really like Brian Kendrick. I loved him as the pirate. That was awesome.
Him and Paul Burchill, right?
Yep. That was fantastic. And then they killed the match. They killed them. Their that angle for some reason. I thought it was great. But
Angle's brother killed a person.
True. Thank you for bringing the angle and killing together. That's really nice of you, Ken. It was a nice, smooth entrance on that one.
Making the circle go.
Yeah, it's the complete one. So I'm going to go with TJ Perkins on this, but I feel Brian Kendrick, he's on a verge of a renaissance for him, and good for him. Good for him. He's a great wrestler.
All right, other person has an R in their name.
I, too, am picking TJ Perkins for this match. However,
stop copying me.
I just agree with you.
All right, sorry.
With that being said, though, Brian Kendrick, I love what they're doing with his career now. He's just being resurrected, and it's fantastic to see.
I like this bruiser part. Now, Ken, Brian Kendrick is in a time of wrestling where I kind of stopped. I phased out a little bit. Was he ever this brutal and mean?
No, when it was him and Paul London, they were mainly faces, I do believe.
Okay.
And they were more, think like the Rockers from the 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, okay.
They were the high-flying duo. They were both really good workers, but no, he didn't have... This is a good mean streak for Kendrick, so it's working really well for him right now. And also, we have Brian Kendrick to thank because he did help train Everything Red, Eva Marie.
Well, to be fair, he also trained Daniel Bryan, so...
Yeah, I know. I touched on the more...
But you wanted to go with the more talented person, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, who's your pick, Kat?
Well, just to quickly touch on what you said earlier, the WWE formula of starting matches really slow is starting to piss me off. Why does every match have to go into the slow evolution? Like, I know that's how it works for most of these, like, 4 and 5-star matches that everybody gets their panties moist over. Well, how about we just have a match that just starts right off like, hey, we're going to start hitting some moves, and it's going to be, like, high impact the whole way through.
Why does it always real intensity, right?
Yes. Like, Zayn and Owens, for instance, they pulled that off. But it doesn't happen very often in WWE, and it's a very huge pet peeve of mine that it kind of bores me to see the stupid buildup. That being said, I'm going to go with Kendrick because I don't know if they're going to make Bo Dallas a cruiserweight or not. And if I knew he was going to be a cruiserweight, then my pick would be different. But all those guys in the match were pretty likable except for Kendrick. So that gives some, like the person with the belt, some people to feud with. You always go with the champion being on the lesser side.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'll take Kendrick. Why not?
Okay. I do agree with you on that. The slow build-up kind of is annoying because, you know, the first few minutes of a match are going to be kind of garbage. But I think it's been such a successful formula for all those 4- and 5-star matches that WWE, they don't want to break that cycle until they have to. So I think that's the problem with that one.
All right. Up next, we got Cesaro versus Sheamus. And although on the written thing that I got it says 3 minutes, can we all just agree that Cesaro's winning and that he's going job and we can just skip this match? I mean, it's going to be a good match, but we all agree Cesaro's winning, right?
Yes. I think it's going to be a good match unless they put it on the pre-show, in which case
Russell Simple agreed would have been good.
Nope. I'll riot. I want to riot in my own house. I might even send you a nasty text.
And I'm going to start dancing like Rusev to combat your riot.
I'm going to send you a nasty text if it's a pre-show match.
And I'm going to send you a picture.
Of you?
I don't know. I just shrugged my shoulders. You didn't see that. Could be on my shoulders.
Ooh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. Are you going to shave them for me?
You know, I've noticed that I haven't had a hair grow on my shoulder like for almost a year now, and that's a shame.
It is.
I tried to expedite this segment. We're talking about shoulder hair.
That's how we roll here, Ken. That's how we roll. All right, sorry. Go ahead. Next one.
Can we move on to Gallows and Anderson versus New Day? Because I can see some differentiating arguments here. So, Carrie, enlighten us.
I have Gallows and Anderson. It's time. We need change. The tag team division is so stale at this point. And the New Day, I love them. But they bore me.
Interesting. Because now it's going to sound like I'm copying Carrie, because I also agree that Gallows and Anderson... I also agree that Gallows and Anderson are probably going to take the belts off of them. It's time. New Day has had a fantastic run. They are awesome. But I've been waiting for Big E to separate from them so Big E can get into the main event. So that's what I'm waiting for, and this is the time to do it.
Can somebody refresh me? What team won on Raw? The good guys or bad guys?
Good guys. Wow, I don't want to sound like a liar, but I'm pretty sure it's the good guys.
Yeah, I can't really fucking remember.
Isn't that bad?
It's really bad.
Because it was that boring. I mean, the segment leading into it was great, but then the match was like, meh, okay, whatever.
You know, I said earlier that I was not going to do research, but now I'm going to do research, so...
While you're doing some research real quick, on the New Day, on the tag teams real quick, who would have thought Raw has the better tag teams? SmackDown's killing it in the tag division. Kerry?
I would have thought it. I told you SmackDown's better.
You did, and I am very impressed with your insight on that one. I'm just shocked. Kerry, what do you think?
Well, to start, I didn't think that Raw had any tag teams other than New Day and Gallows and Anderson to begin with.
Well, Big Cass and Enzo.
Oh, yeah, them.
Yeah, and then you got some of the smaller guys, of course.
Okay. I don't know what was being said, but the good guys got the win.
Okay, good. I feel better about that, because I was pretty sure of that one.
Enzo got the pin. So that tells me, why is there not a Shining Stars versus Enzo and Cass match?
There is. It's a pre-show.
Are you sure?
They're going to announce it tomorrow, rumor has it.
You're fucking rumors. It's not WWE.com. It don't happen.
It's true. We'll see tomorrow. Please.
Yeah. Yeah, New Day's winning.
Think so?
Yeah. I'm going to stand by my theory that Gallus and Anderson are not winning the belt until Finn returns. Why give them the belt, only for them to drop them, only for them to regain them again? I think Gallus and Anderson need to actually feud with Enzo and Cass. I think that needs to happen, not for the belts. I think New Day, they keep mentioning the demolition record.
They do, which is interesting, but...
What was the last time they did that? Oh, yeah, Nikki Bella and AJ Lee. Oh, what happened? Nikki broke the record. Oh.
Well, I'm hoping you're wrong. And there's nothing against New Day, because honestly, they're great.
Oh, I hope I'm wrong, too. Not really.
Well, again, New Day's great. They deserve everything they get. They deserve to have a long run. They deserve all that stuff. It's just, it feels like it's time. Those three are ready to move on from New Day. Don't you think so?
Nope.
Fantastic. Good argument. Good stuff, Kat.
Big E poured cereal out of his boot a week ago.
Come on, that's great stuff. Great stuff.
I'm not ready to move on yet, okay? I'm just not. All right. We got the women next. Somebody else talk about the women.
Okay, so Charlotte versus Bayley versus Sasha, folks. Let's face it, who do we think is going to win? Why don't we talk a little bit about the Raw stuff? Carrie, I'm going to go to you first, since you have the woman's perspective on this one.
Well, I'm just going to come right out of the gate and say my girl Sasha gets her belt back. The boss needs her accessory, and Charlotte is just awful as a champ. Besides, they really need to do something with that Dana Brooke storyline, her and Dana Brooke. With that being said, Raw. Well, it's nice they finally addressed the double pin.
True. Again, do you think it was an accident, or do you think it was supposed to happen?
I think it was a botch.
Okay.
It looked like a botch.
I agree. I think it was a botch. We're not going to Ken on this one because I'm assuming he's ignoring us.
No, I got some awful music playing because I was trying to see if Braun Strowman had a girlfriend. And the funny thing is, the second picture that comes up on Bing for images is of Nia Jax.
No way. Come on. That would be horrible.
I'm not even shitting you right now.
Wait, what?
All right, now I'm curious.
Both of you right now. Someone else talk about the women. I'm going to share this with both you people.
Okay. All right. So, I believe Charlotte's keeping the belt. I do think there was a time Sasha should have kept it. She should have never lost it at SummerSlam. Her losing it is kind of really just, it's brought me down on Sasha. Bayley, it's too early on. Bayley needs to win that thing at WrestleMania. Just to give us that feel-good moment. But, I don't know, I'm just not feeling it about Sasha anymore. Her character development has been garbage, and that's not her fault. She's a better heel. And...
Click,
wow.
Click on that. You'll enlarge. And I was not making that up.
Kent just showed us the picture, and yes. Actually,
go to Bing.com, search for Braun Strowman girlfriend. Nia Jax is the second picture that comes up, and I'm telling you, he's going to impregnate her. She's going to be gone.
Well, hold on a second. You know what? She doesn't look that bad in that picture. She looks awful on wrestling and Raw. I mean,
are
terrible.
Are you talking about Braun or Nia?
Well, Braun always looks good. I'm talking about Nia.
Oh. Yeah, Nia's actually pretty. Nia actually dresses okay, like, in real life. But, like, the nothing that they do with her on air does her any favors whatsoever from
no.
a physical standpoint. By the way, my pick is going to be Charlotte.
Okay. Look, hey, I just want to point out, Carrie and I disagreed. So.
Oh, wait, who picked what?
I picked Charlotte.
Oh, for fuck's
I picked Sasha.
Oh.
We separated. This is our first time.
I'm kind of sad right now. Y'all make me happy, though? Let's talk about Rusev.
I was just going to say that.
Well, Carrie, since you were about to say, how about you tell us what you got?
All right. Just to start with my pick first, I pick Rusev. Because...
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Does anyone... Do I have to say it? I just don't want Roman with a belt ever.
Oh, you're so mean to Roman. So many people are so mean to Roman, and I almost feel bad for the poor guy.
I feel bad for Roman. I mean, he didn't ask to be booked like this, but if you get the option, of course you're going to say yes, because saying yes means more money.
Yeah.
And we all want more money.
Right. Who's going to go, by the way, we want you to be the face of our company, and you just look at them and go, no, that won't be fair to everybody else. They'll just boo me.
Jericho.
No. It's not even Jericho. He's saying yes, and they're taking that money. And I don't blame him.
If Jericho's willing to fight Bill Goldberg and Brock Lesnar, if anybody will do it, it is Chris fucking Jericho.
That's true. Now, my pick for Roman versus Rusev, I am definitely going with Rusev Crush. Roman, this is just kind of a stepping stone for Roman. Gives them both a feud, gives them something to do. Keeps Roman away from the real belt, which he will probably go after sometime soon.
You know who's the winner? Anybody who follows Lana on Instagram? No, Twitter. Instagram maybe too? I don't know. She's probably on both, though. She's a female. She posts some really nice pics.
That's true.
Just saying. Obviously, we all know who I'm picking.
Obviously, Roman. It's been stated. Please, it's now fact.
You know what? Fuck, I'm picking Roman
Reigns. I knew it. I knew you'd do that, just to spite me.
But not to win the belt.
Ooh. I didn't even think of it that way.
Yep, there's four ways to win or lose a match.
Yeah, but they kind of did that last on SummerSlam. So I don't think they're going to go that route again, because people were pissed.
Yeah, and Rusev also feuded with Dolph. People were pissed then. Time heals all wounds.
That's true.
Except if you lose an arm.
Well, it would still heal that. You just wouldn't have an arm.
It's not going to replace your arm.
No, but it would heal. Nobody said it had to replace. It just would be healed.
Motherfucker, if you lost your arm, there's no healing process to that. It's gone, unless like you become Cyborg.
Or you mean it could heal, and it would just... You'd be fine, you'd live. If it didn't heal, you'd be dead.
God damn it. If anybody's listening to this, hopefully I can have like a comment section underneath this. And please write in and tell us, if you are getting like an arm chopped off, would time heal that wound? Are you on Team Russ or are you on Team Kent, the right one?
Wow, way to push that one in your favor.
Well, we could ask Carrie to be the tiebreaker and put a lot of pressure on her that she didn't want, or ask for Carrie.
Oh, I don't know. Well, losing an arm is painful, not just at the time it happens, but also with the phantom pains afterwards when you think you still have an arm, but you actually don't. I'm sorry, Russ. I have to go with Kent here.
That hurts. Fucking... You know, the entire time we've been agreeing, and now you go with this. It's Sasha, then it's this. I thought we had something, Carrie.
I'm so sorry, but just to keep the viewers interested, I mean the listeners interested, I gotta, you know, liven it up a little bit. I gotta be, you know, controversial.
All right.
You know, it's funny because you just almost said viewer, and I almost always want to say viewer, but it's really listener, and it's really kind of fucking with me a little bit.
Me too. I really do want to say viewer a lot because it just seems better, doesn't it?
Did I tell either of you that we have an intro song now? Hopefully, like, when people actually listen to this, they'll have heard the intro song before, you know, hearing us talk
about it. Is it Live to Win?
No.
Aw.
It is a song. I took the instrumental version of a song called Dizzle Beats. And even if you don't like hip-hop, I swear you will enjoy this.
I'll have to give it a listen.
I guarantee it.
I've never listened to our podcast. I'm going to now.
Yeah, because it's not up. Hopefully, it's going to be up by... Hopefully this by Sunday at the very least.
Sweet.
So that this like it'll make this podcast meaningful.
Absolutely, because by this point the matches and everything will be going on.
All right, for fuck's sakes, let's get to the main event. We have gone like way over time here. Let's not shortchange this main event here. We got Seth Rollins versus the Raw champion Kevin Owens. Russ, how about you? You're so quiet. How about you just jump in and give us something?
Okay. Well, as I kind of mentioned earlier in the podcast, if you're still listening, But if not, I'm going to join up and say I'm going to definitely say Kevin Owens wins this match. He's definitely going to take it. However, it's going to be a screw job. I'm not sure how. I'm thinking probably Triple H, maybe Stephanie. But they're going to interfere and screw Seth out of his rightful place as the number one contender and champion of the universe.
I'm impressed. It took you 22 seconds before you mentioned Seth.
See? I can do it. I can do it. It what? Just
22 seconds? That's nothing.
Well, to be fair, though,
the Flair,
it's a match with him in it. So taking 22 seconds instead of starting off with him really is, you know, a good thing for me. But I think it's going to be this is going to be the jumping off point where Seth stops going for the belt for a little while, feuds with other people, gets his revenge, and then he'll go for the belt.
Okay. Gary?
I have one half of the greatest best friend duo ever. I have Kevin Owens for this one. So I think Seth's character is still evolving. So I say he chases the belt for a little while longer. Besides, it's the only storyline that's Raw really has going right now.
Yeah, it is.
And Braun impregnated Nia.
Rumors can't. You don't want to start rumors yet.
They'll be on WWE.com tomorrow.
That's actually a good point. Is Kevin Owens and Seth one of the better stories on Raw? And isn't it kind of pathetic? Because even now, that's a still bad story, honestly.
Why is it a bad story?
It's just not a very developed story. Maybe it's not bad. That's a bad choice of words. It's just not. It doesn't feel very developed to me. It just seems like, okay, yep, Triple H came in, screwed him. You're in the match. Go.
Well, we're dealing with a... All right, if you want to look at it that way, sure, but I choose to look at it as Triple H has had his chosen one. The chosen one let him down, so now he's took another chosen one, another product of NXT, and rechristened him. So now we have a new chosen one, and Triple H is just waiting in the wings. That's kind of cool, because we know Seth's not winning it. Like, that one's pretty obvious. But it's... This whole feud, it's not really about Owens or Seth, which I guess you could say is a negative.
Right, and that's kind of where I was going. This feud isn't about those two. And that's kind of, I guess I should have mentioned that a little bit more clearly. You're right. Thank you for clearing that up for me.
Settle down, Carly Simon. I wonder how many people got that reference.
I think like two people, let's face it.
I'm cool with that.
So we're the two people I'm talking about, Kat.
Absolutely. Carrie's like, I hate you guys. it's an okay feud. It is the best thing we have going because there's just Jericho and Sami Zayn, if they had like a modicum of time, aside from 2 Mondays ago, that was like their bit of time.
Uh-huh.
Had they been given the Owen Seth time, that feud would be the most interesting. But since it's not, we're dealing with the main event, which we really can't bitch about. Like, when the main event's your most interesting storyline, that's a good thing. That's how wrestling should be, but it rarely ever is.
Mm. I'm going to go with my most interesting is going to be Cesaro versus Sheamus. They've had a story. It's been going on for almost 3 months now. And
but what's the story?
Best of seven. They've been playing a great story. It's about a man who lost, got a terrible streak and lost and really kind of slid there and got a back injury, really hurt himself. And then it came down to a point where, okay, granted, they screwed up big time by putting that fourth match, the pivotal fourth match, in a house show, which we didn't get to see. But then we got to see his, you know, he wasn't going to probably win the fifth match. And what'd he do? He cheated to win, anything to win. That was pretty interesting to me. And then the next match, he won cleanly, and now it's kind of looking like, you know, Sheamus is coming down. He's falling. He's like, he's desperate. I think they really have a good story going into this match, and I'm the most vested match I'm into is Cesaro versus Sheamus. Next would be Seth and Kevin, and we all know why.
Is Sheamus and Cesaro your pick for match of the night? Because that is going to be my pick for match of the night.
Yes, that's my match of the night.
Okay, so now I'm changing my pick to TJ Perkins versus Brian Cage.
Because I chose Cesaro versus Sheamus. That's petty, Kat. That's what we call petty.
Yep, you stole my idea. More pettiness for you.
I don't steal ideas. I cherry pick them.
Yeah. What's strong style?
We haven't answered that question yet.
No. Next week we'll have an answer for that.
What? You do?
No, next week.
Oh, we will. Oh, yes, yes.
Carrie's going to want that, or maybe I'll catch you, Kate, or you know, something. Somebody will do something.
We need no Carrie's match of the night.
She left.
Yep.
I did not. I'm still here. Oh.
I thought we
bored
her.
And my pick for match of the night is also Cesaro versus Sheamus.
All right, we're back on team together. All right. I forgive you for all your other discretions.
Yay!
Wow. I don't feel any gold stars right now.
Wait. None. Oh my goodness, how did we miss that as a segment?
The gold star of the week?
Yes!
Well, write it down.
Alright. Hold on. I'm going to write it down right now.
I'm writing it down, so hold on.
Well, while you guys are writing it down, I can just do one on the fly.
Yeah,
do it.
You,
nail it.
Do something fly.
I wrote it down, by the way, if you all see that.
Thanks.
My gold star for Raw will go to match 6, Sheamus versus Cesaro.
Okay.
My SmackDown star of the week will go... Gotta go with the contract signing.
Solid. Both solid. Absolutely.
And Russ, if you could have a second segment, would it be something like, who's the person you'd least like to spoon with on the roster?
Well... Yes, and right now that's going to be Nia Jax. I'm terrified of that woman. I would spoon with any other one, any other person, including male, than Nia Jax.
Wow.
So there you go.
I'll pick one of the Usos.
I don't know. They seem like cuddlers.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Their hair is always wet.
That is true. I always found that fishy about them.
Yeah, like, it's a Samoan thing as of late. Like, Roman's hair is always dripping. Uso's is always dripping. Nia's has not been moist yet. Keep an eye on that, folks. All right, we got to wrap this up because it's almost time for American Horror Story. And
I can't must to go. Yes, all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope that you were truly entertained. Have a great night. We'll see you next week.
Night.
Peace. Stop the podcast.